Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again and to share in this very special Christmas service. And as you see, I've got the jumper that goes with it. And if you're wanting to look at the detail of this jumper, these are actually dancing Brussels sprouts, which I think is fantastic. Some of you may be asking, where do we find dancing Brussels sprouts in the Bible? And the answer is we don't. But it's great, and I'm very proud of my jumper. But lovely to be with you. This will be the last time I'll be with you before Christmas. So let me wish you all a very happy Christmas. It will be different in many ways, won't it? But may it be a great Christmas. Well, one of the most precious memories that I have of Christmases from the past was when I was a little boy, and I share this story to encourage you. I once used to be little. So it's a story of when my dad worked in London, and on the last day of work before Christmas, the tradition was that I would go up on the train with him to meet his colleagues in the office and say Happy Christmas, and then we'd go and buy the turkey from Smithfield Market. Well, I found that London was absolutely full of very tall people, very scary. They've shrunk since then. And the buildings were black and were enormous. It was all very threatening. That's actually the memory. It was a threatening situation. But everything was fine because I was with my dad, and my dad's hand was right up there in the air, and my hand was in his hand, and so I knew I was absolutely secure. So it's an interesting memory, isn't it? It's a threatening memory, but actually everything was fine. I knew I was secure. For me, that's a picture of Christmas. God reached down his hand when he sent Jesus into the world. God showed the world how much he loved us. Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God had actually come and taken up residence here on earth. I was brought up in a Christian home, and so to be honest, I cannot remember a time when I didn't know about Jesus. But there's all the difference in the world between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus personally. Lots of people know the facts about Jesus. They may have read the Bible. They may have been to church lots of time. They know lots about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus personally. I got to know Jesus personally when I was 12 years old. We'd just had a very serious car accident in the fog, the kind of fog we used to have in those days, really, really dense fog on the arterial road in Essex, which a number of you know. And after that accident, I realized I had to think very carefully about life. And I decided that I wanted to make Jesus my personal friend. Not long after that, I was baptized and I became a member of the church as a way of saying I wanted to stand with other people who are friends of Jesus. Well, like every friendship, it has ups and downs. Friendships do that. As a teenager, I had many questions about Christian faith, lots of stuff I really didn't get. And the answers that were given to me, I didn't find very convincing or helpful, to be honest. I often found the church very disappointing. I found it very mysterious. Why did it do things the way it did? Didn't make a lot of sense to me. But Jesus never disappointed me. He never disappointed me. I always found Jesus fascinating. I realized that in Jesus, there was life. In Jesus, as I got closer to him, I'd learn more about what life was all about. And that's been the story ever since for me. Like everybody else, we've had good times and bad times in our family, like every family. We've had through the years many deaths and we've had many births. It's ups and downs. There have been times when we've known failure and brokenness, times when we've known healing and success. But through all those different experiences of life, Jesus Emmanuel has been there. God has been holding my hand. He's made himself known to me in Jesus, and he's given me strength. So my question to you this morning is not, do you know facts about Jesus? Because I'm prepared to assume that you do know about Jesus. What I want to know is Jesus your personal friend? Have you gone that extra step of saying, Jesus, I want to share my life with you. I want you to be with me in every part of my life. Every friendship is all about communication, isn't it? Communication is absolutely central. When I started out in this friendship with Jesus, I knew about saying prayers, and saying prayers is a great thing to do. That is to say, those things which start with "Dear Lord Jesus" and end with an "Amen." That's a prayer, and it's great, and we need to keep doing it. But prayer is so much more than just saying prayers. The Bible talks to us a great deal about living a life of prayer. That is to say, finding every opportunity we can to share our life with God. Why? Because he wants to make every part of our life better. He wants to be part of it. And so he wants there to be a continual flow of prayer happening throughout the whole of our lives. In prayer, what we're doing is we're saying yes to God. In prayer, we're saying, yes, God, I want you to be part of my life. I want you to be part of my family. I want you to be part of my relationships. I want you to be part of my work, my daily work. I want you to be part of my studies, my sport, my leisure, my finances, my plans for the future. What we're doing in prayer is saying yes to God. Yes, we want you to be at the center of every part of life. And the reason for that is because God wants to bless every part of our lives. Do you know Jesus as a friend like that, a friend who's there with you every step of the journey, every part of the journey? Of course, day by day, we've got lots to do. There's work to do, whether at school or college or have employment. And for those who are retired, there's plenty of stuff that needs to be done. And our minds will be focusing on other things. That's fine. That's absolutely right. But throughout the day will be a stream of prayer. When we walk from one thing to the other, when we drive from one place to the other, when we have pause moments, when we sit down to eat, when we sit down to relax, when we lie down in bed, every moment we're looking for a moment to share what's happening with God because he's interested. I love that sense of bubbling prayer through the whole day. Every part of the life, every part of the day is interesting to God. He wants to share it with us. Do you know that sense of Jesus being your friend continually, praying to God, not as a dull duty, something that has to be done, but as a really exciting way of making sure that you're sharing things with your friend Jesus so that you can get the best out of every moment? The story of me being in scary London, feeling totally safe because my hand was in my Father's hand, is really important to me as I step into 2021. If we learned nothing else from this past year, surely we've learned by now that we cannot predict the future. We've got high hopes for the new year, haven't we? Lots of hopes of what will happen. Maybe things that were cancelled this year, but they'll happen next year, we hope. But the truth is, we don't know what the future holds. We just don't. You may have got a lovely diary for 2021. You may have planned out what's going to happen, but we have learnt. We do not know the detail of what's going to happen, unfortunately. But though we don't know what the future holds, we know the one who holds the future. And that's what really matters. And so I urge you, if you don't know Jesus, I urge you to make Jesus your friend this Christmas time. And if you do know Jesus, which is brilliant, and I'm so pleased, if you do know Jesus, then I encourage you to give more time, to give more of yourself to the friendship so that it become a deeper friendship in 2021, so that you will find even more of the life that Jesus wants to share with you. Thank you for letting me share this lovely service with you. Thank you for all those of you who contributed your stories of what Jesus means to you. I pray that you will know Jesus as your friend. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into the world to give us life. Thank you that you offer to be our friend. Living Lord Jesus, we invite you right now to be our friend and to walk with us through this coming Christmas, but also through this coming new year. Be with us, we pray, every step of the way. We pray this in your glorious name. Amen.